My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to create a marketing budget. So first and foremost, I think if you look at the large companies out there, the Fortune 500s, typically their marketing budgets are a little lower. I think it's 6 to 12% of gross revenues. And then smaller companies, I believe it's about 15 to 20% of gross revenues. Neil, you're smiling right now. And I'm wondering why you're smiling. Why are you smiling, Neil?
I don't believe in marketing budgets.
Elaborate.
I believe that if it's profitable, you do as much as you can. If it's not profitable, you turn it down. So if it's profitable, like if a pay-per-click campaign is profitable and you're getting 2-to-1 return, why wouldn't you spend $10 million or $100 million? I know there's not going to be enough inventory, but just max it out. Not max out, you know, your marketing budget, as in your budget should be flexible based on the results you're getting. And most business owners, even Fortune 500 companies, I've talked to some of the CEOs of these Fortune 500 companies. And it's funny when you sit in the marketing department, it's like, yeah, marketing has a line of X dollars. And I've talked to some of the CEOs and CMOs, and I'm like, yeah, but if I give you a 1.5 to 1 return on your money or a 1.2 and it's highly profitable, you're telling me you're limited on budget? You know what the response they always tell me is? No, we have a ton of cash in the bank. We want to spend as much as possible. If we can exceed, you know, the numbers, that would be great for our stock price or quarterly earnings or whatever it may be. People don't really have a marketing budget. Even the small companies who have very little money, if you can spend a dollar and give them $2 in return, usually within 30 days, they'll spend as much as, you know, you can take.
Yep. And I'm actually operate from the same model of thinking, the same model of thinking that Neil comes from, because I just like to gamble when it comes to marketing, because it doesn't make sense to have to limit yourself, right? You're supposed to, ideally, you're spending as much as you can. And then the saying in marketing is, I think if you're able to outspend, the one that spends the most is the one that wins at the end of the day. I'm paraphrasing here. But, you know, for those of you that do like to set some kind of percentage there, you know, I would say 15-20% of gross, sure, you can go with that. But if you have something that's working, if you have some kind of funnel that's working well, let's take you know, somebody's info product, for example. They have a really good info product funnel that's working on Facebook. By all means, max it out as much as you can, and then go from there. And then you can take that money, and then you can either reinvest it or figure out, you know, other areas that you want to invest back into. But if you're putting in $1 and you're making $5, it doesn't make sense to just, you know, cap it at a budget. It's the same thing with people that come to us and say, and I made fun of this so many times already, the startups that come to us and say, oh, you know, we have a $5,000 budget to test on this, even though we're spending $200,000 a month on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're ready to spend a lot of money, but we only have this $5,000 budget to test. Like, that doesn't make any sense, because if it's working, you're not going to just set a 1 month campaign for $5,000. You're ideally looking for traction. You're not going to just say, you know, we're going to cap it, even though we're starting to see the numbers get better and better.
Where your budget should be set is for headcount and internal resources. Mm. So how many people do you want in your marketing department? What do you need people for? SEO, pay-per-click, et cetera, managers, whatever it may be. That kind of stuff. Set a budget, determine it with, like, based on your cash flow, your bank balance, or your boss, or whoever it may be. The stuff you shouldn't set budgets with is like paid advertising, SEO, assuming it's giving you a positive cash flow ROI, email marketing campaigns, assuming every time you send out an email, you're making more money, right? The things in which you spend money and you can see a direct return pretty quickly, don't have budgets with, just make sure it's highly profitable. The stuff that isn't necessarily driving a direct ROI, such as adding more headcount, that's where you should have a budget. So that's the mindset you need to shift into. And when you're dealing with bosses or higher ups and like, oh, your pay-per-click budget is capped at X dollars, you have to explain to them, hey, you know, I have a question about the budget. Is there a reason you want me to cap it? If I can end up showing you that it's profitable from day one and you're paying by credit card, so technically you're paying net 30, yet you receive the money right away from the customers, in that case, shouldn't we just be spending unlimited amount? If you're in a long sales cycle and you see the revenue come in 6-12 months later, sure, by all means, cap this paid spending until you're 100% sure that it's a positive ROI. But if that's not the case, you need to explain it to the people you're working with so that way they're on the same page. And most people are logical, in which they'd be like, yeah, if you're telling me we pay net 30 and we get the revenue up front, sell as much as you can.
All right. So I don't think there's much more to add around this other than both Neil and I think that if you have something working, go all in, just because we're both gamblers. So we're probably not the best people to ask about this.
I remember a few months ago, we were in Vegas and Eric was visiting and we were recording some podcasts. So his buddies come into town and we're at Aria Casino for dinner. And his buddies were late and they're quite a bit late. I think, what, like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So they're 20, 30 minutes late. Eric's like, huh, what should we do? Ah, I have a few thousand bucks in my pocket, right? This is Eric talking. And I was like, okay. He's like, let's gamble. I was like, all right. So I go to the gambling tables with him and I don't gamble. So he gambles, what, at the first like 5 minutes, you gamble like $1,000. And then he loses. Did you lose all of it? I think he lost all of it.
I did.
He lost all of it. But for a moment he was up and I was like, let's go. So he loses all of it. He's like, all right, now let's go back to the restaurant. We go to the restaurant and he's like, huh, my friends say they're another 15 minutes delayed. Let's go back and gamble more. So then he goes back, he gambles more, he loses another grand or two. And then we go back to the restaurant and the lady's like, oh, we could have seated you if you want. You don't have to wait for the other party. He's just like, crap, I could have saved a few thousand bucks. But yeah, he's a gambler. I actually have a similar mentality. I don't like gambling like poker or blackjack like he does. But in business, I'm all or nothing. I look at the profit. And with one of my business, it does, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars a month in profit. And I don't care for the money with that business. So I look at all of it and I'm like, huh. I'm like, what can I blow it on in the business? And I'll just invest it without thinking about an ROI. But for some crazy reason, when I do that, it always ends up paying off because I'm investing in things like content, videos, podcasting. Like, we have this podcast with Eric and I, we're getting 250,000 listens a month. And I was telling Eric, I'm like, I'll do a deal with you. If you can find bloggers that we can pay, I'll spend $100,000 on email blasts to get to 1 million listens a month.
Hey, that's for you bloggers out there to have a good email list.
Yeah, you can email Eric, and if he likes it, we'll spend money with you. And the funny thing is like, there's no direct ROI, but I believe if you spend money in marketing in the right areas, long-term it pays back, just most people aren't willing to make the investment.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think this leads to both of our long-term outlooks. Marketing is related to business at the end of the day, and for us, I think we probably get more of a kick of spending money on business, at least, you know, minus the blackjack stuff. But when you spend whatever money that I make, I think Neil, for the most part, most of the money that he's making goes into reinvestment or investing in other ventures, because that's just what's interesting to us. So that's the long term, and that's how we think about, you know, reinvesting. But that's it for this episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.